Okay, if you have your attention back up front here. Okay, so just to wrap up Genesis chapter 13, 1 through 18, about Abram and Lot, then we see where it was Abram's trusting in the Lord and making provision that gave him the foundation to be able to say to Lot, I don't want to have conflict and strife with you. I trust that whatever you choose, the Lord will provide for me and my family. And that, you know, I'm giving you top place with this. You make the choice here. And so, again, it wasn't a nihilistic attitude of Abraham throwing his hands up in the air and saying, I really don't care. No, it was like, I trust the Lord to provide. And that's the source of my hope and my confidence here. So he had the inner freedom, the inner contentment of heart to give Lot the first choice in all this. So let's take a look at number 7 here on page 3 of I Don't Have to Get My Way, and we want to live it out. So here's some practical things to think about. First of all, focus on the end result. In other words, evaluate what really matters in the long run. That's what Abram did. For him, what was mattering in the long run was, of course, the Lord's provision for him and his family, but peace with his nephew Lot and his family. The second thing was humble yourself. Listen to the other person and use your speech in a humble way. As I mentioned last night, our speech is powerful. And a speech can advance peace in a circumstance or in a conflict, or it can add to strife in a conflict. Our speech is tremendously powerful. And the third, live it out, is heal a relationship. There may be a relationship in your life right now. There might be conflict. Seek out a person who has had conflict with you and they were injured by it, and try to begin to reconcile with that person. So just take about 2 minutes and just kind of think about which one I want to work on in a conflict in a relationship I have right now, and just kind of maybe make a mental note or a note on the paper here about how you want to go about doing that.